As early as this week, the Trump administration is expected to begin the process of rolling back regulations on the auto industry. Specifically, the Environmental Protection Agency and the Department of Transportation are expected to weaken fuel economy standards set in place by the Obama administration that would have required cars and trucks to get an average of 54.5 miles per gallon by 2025. Last month, automakers called on the EPA to withdraw that rule. Democrats say it's critical to leave it in place. For more, we're joined from Detroit by Jamie Butters, an automotive reporter for Bloomberg. Jamie, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. And explain exactly what's at stake here. What are these rules? What are these standards? And why do the automakers, in many cases, not want them to be in place?
Well, you know, that we've had these kinds of rules, CAFE, corporate average fuel economy rules, for years and years. And part of it is to try to force the market to more fuel-efficient vehicles. And, you know, automakers don't like that. Bob Lutz, the old GM, BMW, and Chrysler executive, you know, used to say it was you know, wanting to fight obesity by requiring the average pant size in America to be 33 inches.
Hmm.
It's a way to try to get smaller, more fuel-efficient vehicles sold, but those are always, almost always, less profitable for the automakers, and they're in the business of making money.
Well, so far, have any of the automakers been unable to meet the rules as they stand right now?
We're seeing some preliminary reports that maybe the 2016 model year is coming up a little short for the first time in ages. Generally, though, they've been able to keep up even with the rules, that the standards that have gotten increasingly tougher since Obama, you know, brought everyone together in 2011 and 2012.
Well, if these rules are rolled back at the federal level, one of the things that environmentalists have looked to is the state of California. And the way that it used to be is that California would have these very tough standards and, you know, other states might have followed along because those were the toughest standards out there. Now, when President Obama came in, he kind of matched the federal standards with the California standards, so that wasn't an issue. But do you see us going back to a situation where California sets a certain standard and the automakers still have to live up to that to sell cars in California?
Yeah, on fuel economy and greenhouse gases, they become aligned, but California still, even now, has their own requirement for what they call ZEV, zero emission vehicles. You know, so they require a certain percentage of vehicles sold to be these zero emission vehicles. An automaker that fails to meet those goals has to either buy credits from someone else, or they can be blocked from selling in California and those other states. And, you know, California is the biggest single state market in the U.S. They sell as many vehicles as Canada each year. And of course, also, you know, some high margin vehicles, because you've got a lot of high net worth individuals buying Porsches and
right,
McLarens and fancy cars like that.
Well, and California has to get a special waiver from the federal government to be able to have a higher standard, right?
Each time they implement a new one, they have to get a waiver. No one has tried to take away a waiver. There was one instance where President George W. Bush's administration fought the implementation of a new waiver, and that was being fought out in court when President Obama came into office and said, we're not going to fight that anymore.
So do you think that the automakers would rather have weaker federal standards but have to deal with a lot of different state standards, or just accept the high standard and have one standard across the country?
The automakers would rather have weaker standards that are set evenly across the country. They really don't want to have state-by-state standards. It's very challenging, you know, the bureaucracy of it, the paperwork and the administration, you know, getting the vehicle mix. It is horribly inconvenient for automakers to have to build vehicles and then, you know, have them sit on dealers' lots. But they really would not want to have California standards nationwide if they can avoid it, because they just don't believe that Americans want to buy those vehicles.
And just to be clear, the automakers have been doing pretty well recently, right?
They've been doing great. It has been a golden era. You know, look, a lot of this is cashing in on the benefits of the restructuring. Tens of billions of dollars were put into the industry by the federal government, mostly to restructure GM and Chrysler, which both went through bankruptcy. Of course, sales, you know, fell so sharply after, you know, the financial collapse and the failure of Lehman Brothers. We fell to a 30-plus year low. And since then, we've had an unprecedented, you know, 7-year streak of sales increases, all the factories for basically all the automakers are running full blast, at least two shifts, many of them three shifts. Plant needs to run at least 80% capacity to be profitable, to be break even. Most of them are running 100 to 120% of their capacity. They're doing very well. Everybody's making great money, but they all see a downturn coming. This year is projected to be the first decrease in sales since 2009. And it's getting so much more competitive that even if sales stay at the record high levels of last year, profits will almost certainly shrink because the incentives keep going up, the discounts that have to be, you know, put on the cars to get people to come out and buy them.
That's Jamie Butters, who's a Bloomberg reporter covering the auto industry, joining us from Detroit. Jamie, thanks so much.
Anytime.